texting and driving is dangerous. That's a fact. More than 9 in 10 Americans believe sending 94% and reading 91% text while driving is dangerous. There have been many efforts to educate drivers and convey the potential consequences of texting and driving using scare tactics or preachy messaging. And while research shows that people are convinced that the behavior is dangerous, they're still doing it. In order to address this disconnect between awareness and behavior, the campaign goes beyond showing people the potential crashes and gruesome end results of distracted driving and addresses the fact that individuals are personally engaging in behavior that they know is dangerous. This campaign targets drivers ages 16 to 34 and reinforces the idea that even though people feel impervious to the dangers of texting and driving, they aren't. Nobody is special enough to text and drive. The program you are listening to may contain language or material that could be considered offensive. The views expressed are those of the DJ and not necessarily those of WDOT or other WDOT station members. We therefore advise you to carefully consider whether you or your children should listen. This is WDOT Port Washington, you're on the dot, and hello. So, I know why I haven't really been doing this. It's because I haven't been here. And I'm sorry, because, sorry, I was reading my text messages right after I made a whole PSA on not texting, and driving though, I'm not driving, it's fine. Anyways, I've been kind of sick, like, really sick, because, I actually don't know what I have, and I'm not certain, but let's just say they're seizures. I have a seizure disorder, maybe, mayhaps, in the near future, I'll be diagnosed. I think when this episode goes out, I'll be diagnosed, like, officially, and that's okay. That's great, actually. But yeah, I just can't wait, So, yeah, I've kind of been, like, missing out on school and schoolwork and, like, a lot of that. So, I'm sorry. I mean, I don't think anyone listens to this, but, you know, I'm sorry. Except for Mr. Claff. Hi, Mr. Claff. Anyways, yeah. So, I've just been a little sick, a little ill. You know, I've been to many doctors, had many things, like, looked at. I've had, like, stickers put on me. There's a lot that's going on, and I still might be going out, and I don't like, nothing's for certain right now. So yeah, I'm sorry that I haven't been uploading, but you know, here we are. And what is there to talk about? Oh my god, I don't want to name names, but let's just talk about the school. I'm not naming names, I'm not pointing fingers, I'm talking about the like, ooh, this may be kind of controversial, due to this being a school podcast, but this school kind of is, bad. I mean, the food's not great, like, me, sophomore, like, we're not allowed to go off campus, which is kind of, like, kind of weird, because I feel like if we, like, okay, so I was talking to my sister about this, and she said that, like, if we have a valid excuse, we can go off campus, but I feel like the only excuse for kids, like, for, like, sophomores and, like, freshmen and, like, juniors, seniors, well, they can go off campus, but, like, the only excuse we have is for nutrition, like, food purposes, getting snacks, like, I don't understand what is so, like, not in there that, like, we can't go off, like, I get, like, freshmen, but I feel like sophomores are kind of allowed to. Not to mention the fact that they took away, you know, deliveries from school. But yeah, it's kind of weird. Oh my gosh! What was I saying? Sorry, yeah. I'm still kind of sick, but not that much where I would, like, make someone sick, you know? I'm just right in the middle, I think. I'm sorry, I have nothing to talk about right now. Because nothing really interesting is going on, really. Because, like, I'm not really involved in sports. So, like, what the heck am I supposed to say? Like, oh, this team won, oh, in this game. Like, I don't know. Like, I can't really talk about that stuff because, like, I'm not very, I'm not really interested in sports except my own. It's just swimming and diving, and I'm a diver. Oh my god. I can't wait for swim season. Because it's such a fun thing. Like all the swimmers are so fun and nice. Like the coach is super nice. I love Coach Joe. He's so funny sometimes. All the times. Actually, he's kinda scary, not gonna lie. Well, the coaches are nice. Ivy's nice. She's like there. I don't really know what she does, but she's there and she's amazing. We always go to, what is it called, Marvell, after, like, the swim season is over. It's so fun. I'm a diver, so I don't really swim. But even that's fun, because, yeah, you have to wake up at, like, 4 to get ready to go, to go all the way to a pool on a bus. But it's, like, it's fun, because the people there are fun. Like, you get to suffer as a team, like, together. And you make friends, and you, like, it's just so fun. You could, like, eat in class, and it's, like, oh my god, like, Miss Teacher, like, actually, I just came back from practice in the morning, and I'm starving. Can I please eat in here? And then they're like, yeah, sure. It's such a nice privilege. But yeah, it is so draining, though, because, like, why? It's just so, like, tiring. Like, yes, you wake up at 4:30 to get ready for swim, but does it matter? No, because the coaches are fun. Like, Coach Joe is a really silly guy. Coach Andrea, love her so much. Oh my god, I can't wait. I know, I'm, like, so happy. And, like, not to mention, my BFF Allie from Serial Thrillers is on it too. It's on the swim team. Ugh, I miss them. I miss Serial Thrillers so much. Oh my god. I should go back to my roots again. I should plan a little event, you know? Maybe do something else of the sort. Who knows? We can go on an adventure. I think that would be kind of fun. You know? Ugh. I'm sorry, I have nothing to talk about. Ugh. Let's see their time. 8 minutes? What? Anyways. You know, I've been, like, dabbling with music recently. You know, my friend, he makes beats in the other studio. And they're really good. They're not copyrighted or anything, so I can play them. But I don't really want to pull it up. Is the thing. Oh my god. Do you guys ever, like, yawn and then your ears pop? What the hell? Oh. What the heck is that? My ears just popped and it's like the worst feeling in the world. Like, I want to cry. I want to die. When that happens, like, it's just so uncomfortable. And it's like, can you please? I don't understand. When my ears pop, I kind of, like, understand why babies cry on planes. Because, like, imagine being a baby. Like, you can't do anything about it. It's just so awful. Oh my god, speaking of planes, I'm going back to my country.
Oh, that sounded really bad.
I'm going back to El Salvador, is what I meant. I'm visiting there. Because, you know, it's just kind of fun and silly. It's silly and fun. Oh my god. The conference room right now has, like, it's like the lights are out. So it kind of, like, reminds me, it gives me nostalgia of, serial thrillers, Lights Out. Oh my god, I miss them. I need to talk to them. Jesus, we gotta get the band back together. Oh, damn. Oh my god. Speaking on news, since this is kind of a news place, have we heard about the little thing that Congress is doing to get rid of a little silly app called TikTok? Yeah. And so basically what's going on is I think it's Congress. I don't even know. Who are these people? I'm pretty sure it's Congress. But government made, like, people with government phones take TikTok off of their phone, off the government phones, because they're scared that TikTok is, like, since it's like a company, like, I don't even know how to describe it, but they think that China is using TikTok to, like, steal the U.S.'s information. It's just like, can you be for real? Can you be so for real? Like, come on. And not to, like, shame my own country, but I'm embarrassed. Like, I'm embarrassed to be from here. After that, like, after I watched those videos of them being like, what is this? Can TikTok hack into my Wi-Fi? Does TikTok use my Wi-Fi? Like, yes. What? After those Congress, like, people were being like, you think we're old, but we're pretty hip and young. Like, no, you're not. Because why are you asking the CEO of TikTok if TikTok uses Wi-Fi? Of course it does. And the thing is, I don't understand why they're doing this to only TikTok. Because if this was the case, if they were like, oh my god, like, the Chinese are stealing our information, and we need to ban TikTok from the U.S., then why don't you ban Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, I don't know, all of those? You won't. You won't, because they're owned by Americans. Or something like that. I'm sorry, but our government is low-key racist. And this is not like, I don't want to get attacked. I don't want to get, like, feed for this. But it's kind of true. And, like, there's really no denying it anymore after what's been going on in recent years. You can't really, like, say that there isn't any racism in America. Because there definitely is. Like, there 100% is racism in America, and it's even in, like our laws, pretty much. Like, in I think it's Texas, where it's, like a person of suspicion, like police can, like, break into their home, and by suspicion, like, ask for, like, documents. Are you illegal? Are you an illegal immigrant? Sorry, that sounded really bad. Like, the other 2 times I said illegal, I'm sorry. But it's true. Like, police can break into your home legally and arrest you if you don't have they can deport you. And it's just kind of like, what? What is going on in America? Like, apparently we're making America better and such and such and such and such, you know, like, how are we making it better? Oh, I mean, I guess we are making it better, but for the people in power. That's what we're doing, basically. The people in power are giving themselves more power, because tell me, like, why does this law exist? Why? Like, Not to mention abortions, which is very sex. Like, the abortion laws against abortion, and, like, they're very sexist, because, let's be real, if a man could have an abortion, they would be legalized everywhere. They would, and I truly believe that. That is my opinion, though. And this is kind of news, so, please don't find me. FCC, please. Please don't find me. But yeah, I feel like Congress is kind of an embarrassment to me. Like, I feel embarrassed to be from this country, low-key. Like, it is a tad embarrassing. And, like, because all the other world, like low-key, I feel like we are kind of a third-world country. I know we don't, like, think we are, but we're getting to that point, I think. Because I've been to third-world countries, and you'd be surprised on like how similar they kind of are to America. Like they have fast food. They have a lot. We have a lot similar, except some of them actually are better. Some of them are better, and like just like the things that are fed to like people in other third world countries. Oh, America will like get you places. You will have more money. And, like, you'll live a life of luxury if you leave your country to go to America. And the thing is, not me. This is just, the government stance and, like, you know, all those, like, these people don't want you here. So why are they promoting that we are better than their country? It's just, like, it's just kind of, like, it doesn't make any sense to me. And it's just, like, kind of weird. It's kind of freaky, you know? And not to mention the fact that, not to mention the fact that, the government's pretty racist. Let's be real. Like, how many, like, innocent black men go to jail every day for nothing? How many black people get killed? How many, like, people of color get killed on the street for doing nothing? Let's talk about it, please. Why did we just forget all about it? Like, the problem isn't solved. The problem, I don't think it ever will be solved, because knowing this country, like, yeah, we've made, like, quote-unquote great strides, but really this is, like, basic human decency, and we've barely made it there. It isn't even basic human decency because, like, let's be real, let's talk about the government. Like, it's just kind of weird to me, like, oh, we've made great strides. Oh, wow, yes, you employ people of color. Oh, yes, you have normal restrooms. Oh, yes, you allow people of color in your building. What great strides you've made. Like, oh, you aren't abusing people of color? Wow! What great strides! Acting like this isn't human like, you are a human, you need to act like it, really. I'm so annoyed. Loki, I'm so annoyed. But yeah. Like, TikTok isn't going anywhere, and I truly believe that, because, like, and the people in Congress are like, how come, like, I see, like, little children, like, sexualize themselves and, like, dance around and, like, in a provocative manner? Maybe because there's something called an algorithm, and you're feeding the algorithm what you want to see, what you like. Things you search for, you like, you share, you save, you comment on, like, you repost. Like, this is all based on you. Let's ask, like, any teenager, like, that goes to the school, do you see, like, children dancing inappropriately in inappropriate clothes? No. You don't see that. Because you don't interact with that. You block it. You, like, shoo it away. Because that's not good. So why are the people in power watching these things? Why are they asking these things? Why are they saying, oh, does Wi-Fi, does TikTok connect to Wi-Fi? Obviously. Oh my god. Does Instagram connect to Wi-Fi? Does your Apple phone connect to Wi-Fi? Come on. Does your Samsung, your Android, does messages, does camera, Oh, well, camera, not really. Does, like, come on, does YouTube, does Netflix, like, on your TV, too, like, does it take control of your Wi-Fi? No. Does it need to access it? Yes. What? I don't understand the people's views on this, and it just kind of is annoying, because they're like, oh, la, la, la. Well, yeah. Well, we're kind of out of time, so I will see you guys next time. Yay! Oh, all alone. Okay. Bye.